Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we are conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in different races. Today, we talk to Democrat Jeff Bertrand, who's running in McLean County Board District 2. That includes communities such as Hayworth, Downs, and Leroy, and much of southeastern McLean County. The Republican incumbent in that district is William Friedrich. He has declined to participate in this forum or any interview with WGLT. Democrat Jeff Bertrand is a first-time candidate for office. He works at State Farm and lives in Hayworth. So, Jeff, why are you running for county board?
It was a really simple thing for me. I do a lot of volunteer work around town, whether it be the caboose, opening it up for kids. Yesterday I was cooking breakfast up at the American Legion. And I just have always felt this cold sense of representation. Like, I never see our reps out and about. I never see them anywhere. And it would just be nice, I think, for somebody like me to represent the people, because I am out there. I am willing to get my hands dirty. I'm willing to help the community. And I think that that's something that everyone in this community and the surrounding communities of District 2 would be very receptive to. So that was my main focus, is giving some of the power back to the people rather than just having somebody just go in and vote their way without really ever hearing from any of us. So that's my reason.
What would be the issues that'll be most important to you if you're elected?
Well, I've always been really passionate about when you look at things like the opiate crisis, and you just look at, well, you're going to get locked up for a year, and that's somehow going to cure you, and it just isn't. And that affected me in a previous community, not personally, but I saw it around me. And I just never thought that that was a good avenue. So if I could ever have an outlet to discuss those kinds of things, that would mean a lot to me. I also think as a community, as a whole, the whole county, we could do a better job with recognizing mental health issues. And instead of having a policeman come over to, you know, diffuse a situation, have somebody that actually is trained to discuss those things with you and try and find you some actual help rather than just having your door be a revolving door where a policeman has to stop by and calm you down all the time. So that is something that is also a passion of mine.
The McLean County Board is a bit of an unusual beast in that it is partisan. So if you're elected, you get a D, an R, or an L next to your name. So why are you a Democrat, Jeff?
I'm a Democrat. I grew up in a union household. Many, many union households, you will find that they side with the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party, a lot of times to me, supports the employee, not just the employer. Outside of that, I've always had a sense, you know, especially in the social media age, where you see people that they want to cut cost and they want cost down. And the way that they go about doing it is, well, if the program doesn't help me, then it's not needed. Whereas, you know, I can take a look at something and, yeah, it may not directly affect me, but it could be a program that helps someone else, whether it be housing, affordable housing, or things like that. You know, those are the things you always see on a chopping block when it comes to pretty much the Republican side, where I could never take that stuff away because I feel that that stuff is needed. That being said, I can have a conversation, a level-headed conversation with any Republican and explain my viewpoints and a lot of times come away and I have learned something from their side as well. So I think that that would be a very good attribute on the board, where I'm not going to write someone off just because they have an R or an L in front of their name. And I'm not going to just blindly follow someone because they have a D after their name.
What grade would you give the McLean County Health Department so far in its handling of the pandemic? And then if you are elected, what would you do to support the needs of the health department at this time?
Well, honestly, the grade I would give is it's about average right now. say about a C. I think that they've done some good things. I think that they've also taken some steps backwards as far as, you know, we've got ISU back open, and a lot of the board members are just chomping at the bit to get everything back open. And I understand where they're at. I do. I have a lot of friends that own small businesses that have been affected by this. But at the same time, you know, we need to look at what the effect will be if we just, we're going to go back to normal, we're going to do it tomorrow, and this is what's going to happen, because we've obviously seen with ISU and the spark in cases that maybe that's not the best way to go about it. There needs to be, at the state level, really more of a focus on telling these folks that are so affected how to get assistance and how to go through that. And if the county board was able to help with assisting to get them to the right resources, I don't necessarily think that they've done a lot of that. And then just watching a lot with contact tracing, and the results have gotten much faster. I got a COVID test just because on Friday, and I had my results back. I got it Friday at 12:21, and I had my results back on Saturday. So I think the overall response in some areas is good, but there needs to be a little bit more of just overall leadership that doesn't just dictate on money and money lost, money made. We need to look at how do we get through this. And my belief is the fastest way through this is to combat it by distancing. And if that means some of these places are affected by it, we need to do a better job of telling them where the resources are, because there are resources available to assist them.
If you're elected, there may be times where a business comes before the county board and asks for incentives to either move into the area or to expand. So how would you go about making decisions, you know, about when it's appropriate to give tax breaks, for example?
How many jobs are going to be created, and not only how many jobs are going to be created, but local jobs. You know, we've all seen the articles recently with Rivian and hiring people from outside of the area. I spent 14 years as an outside sales rep for lumberyards, and I've seen the effect of the slowing down of the building industry, and would love to find any way that we could stimulate that. But it's not just a blind attempt at, well, here, you're going to come to town, let's just write you a blank check from the county and move on with our day. We need to really look at what is it going to do as far as job creation for our community, for our area? And it, honestly, if it came down to it and it was going to create jobs, I most certainly would support a tax incentive program to help those businesses be enticed to come to McLean County rather than go to a surrounding county or possibly even a different state.
Earlier in the interview, you mentioned the importance of mental health, and especially in the context of when someone interacts with the police. I mean, so up until now, the county has made some pretty good progress on mental health services. What should come next? What's the next kind of step in that evolution?
I'd like to see more boots on the ground, more people that are able to be out where, you know, I'm sure that people that are affected by some sort of mental illness, maybe there's a stigma with actually having to go drive to an office and walk in. But, you know, if there was a way for it to be accessible at your home in a more private setting, I could see that being something that may help someone that was previously unwilling to get that help because of the stigma involved. Maybe somebody will see their car in the parking lot, or, you know, just those kinds of things.
Jeff Bertrand, Democrat running for county board in District 2. What else should we know about you?
I mean, I'm definitely family first. I'm a father of one. My daughter started preschool today, which was an exciting day. And really, honestly, I just hope people give me an opportunity to tell them about myself rather than just writing off, well, there's just a Democrat, because that's not the only way I would ever identify myself. I identify myself as a listener and somebody that is willing to listen to all points of view to make a decision.
That's Democrat Jeff Bertrand speaking with Ryan Denham. Bertrand is running for McLean County Board in District 2, which includes Hayworth, Leroy, and Downs. Republican incumbent William Friedrich declined to participate in this forum or any interview with WGLT. Hear all our election coverage at WGLT.org or online at the WGLT YouTube channel.